How do we live in the tension between faith and doubt? How do we remember God's presence when He feels distant? In unsettled times, we must remember that God is both transcendent and imminent, beyond understanding and yet intimate. Our prayer is that our church family would find creative ways to continue to stay connected to one another. Common prayer is an opportunity for just that, a daily opportunity to slow down and connect with God together. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and happy Thursday. Glad you joined us again for another episode of Common Prayer. You know, I don't know about you. I have a feeling I'm not alone in this, but if I'm honest, I'm pretty tired. You know, this week has been, again, so stressful, so different than any other week. And, you know, as I think about it, though, it's kind of funny being tired from being locked inside. It's kind of a strange emotion to feel, but, you know, it takes a different sort of emotional energy, a different sort of mental energy to be locked in, to find this new sort of rhythm. You know, I was talking with my wife the other day, and what I think we both were kind of talking about was it really gets down to this idea that this sort of continual uncertainty that's in the air. You know, both of us we tend to side with wanting to be planners, and so we feel a little more comfortable when things are in control and we have an idea of what's going on. But the reality of our moment is that's not a luxury that we have. I mean, so much of our own thinking, and I'm guessing yours as well, is into the next multiple weeks. And that sort of uncertainty, I think, generates almost a sense of distance from God. You know, it can feel as though He is distant, and you know, it feels as though maybe things are a bit beyond His scope. Because quite frankly, again, it can be a bit frightening. It can be a bit concerning. And you know, I've been thinking a lot about that emotion, and I was thinking a lot about, you know, the life of Jesus and the moments that we see in His life where there is this sense of uncertainty. Think about the times with the disciples, right? Whether it's, you know, Jesus healing a demon-possessed man and the fear that must have arose as the disciples watched this take place, or maybe more famously, think of Jesus on the lake, right? When He calms the storm, this storm comes out of nowhere and the disciples are frightened and they look to Jesus, and Jesus is just there asleep on the cushion. And if we're honest, I mean, at times it seems like God may just be asleep at the wheel during some of this. And I think it's that uncertainty that really does kind of weigh on us. You know, but as I was thinking about this, I think of one story in particular that at the very end of Matthew's gospel, you know, I was reminded of this moment where I imagine what the disciples were facing was a lot of this sort of uncertainty. I mean, it's literally the last story. It's Matthew chapter 28, and it's become known as the Great Commission. But think about what's going on. Think that the disciples had just witnessed their leader be falsely arrested, who had been accused of crimes he didn't commit, who have then been murdered at the hands of the Roman Empire. But then they had seen Him resurrected. They'd seen Him come back from the dead and had walked with Jesus, and the world had changed dramatically. And they're walking with Jesus, and listen to what it says here in Matthew 28, verse 16 through 18. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. But when they saw Him, they worshiped Him, but some doubted." Think about that. Here's again the disciples. Put yourself in their shoes. They just witnessed the resurrection. They had just witnessed Jesus in His new resurrected body. And yet some doubted. And I love that not only did some doubt, but some worship, that in some ways the disciples exemplify what it means to be human, that at times we're caught up in worship of God, but at the very same moment we tend to doubt and are concerned. And again, if your experience has been like mine, there's been this mixture of worship and doubt, trust and concern, fear and faith, and we're all this mixed bag, just like the disciples. But listen as the story goes on. And again, certainly, you know, their circumstances are different than ours, but I want us, as I read these next few verses, just to notice the way that what Jesus says to reassure them. So listen to what it says. It says this: "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, most of us, again, when we read these verses, we tend to think of the command to go and make disciples, which certainly is an important piece of that. But what I want us to focus in on today, again, in a spirit of prayer, in a spirit and a posture of meeting God in the text, think about how the disciples must have been just terrified of what was next. Their leader was about to leave them. The one that they had followed for years now is departing. And yet, notice Jesus doesn't offer answers. He doesn't promise different circumstances. He doesn't promise that everything will be okay. But what he does promise is his presence. "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You see, I find that's fascinating because I think for most of us, we think of the kingdom of God, we think of life with Jesus, again, subtly as this distant reality. And certainly there's an element of that is true, but the gospel announcement is that the kingdom of God has come near, that it's not something distant, it's not something removed, but that the kingdom of God is near. And that near is a spatial idea, not a near in chronological time, but it's that the kingdom of heaven is accessible to us, that God is accessible to us. You know, when we tend to think of God's presence, we like to talk more about God in terms of God's transcendence, that speaks of him being above and beyond all things. And yes, that's true. But in the same way that God is transcendent, the incarnation, the very Christmas story we celebrate, is that God is deeply immanent, that God is present, that God is active, that God is near. And so as we consider this tension between the transcendence of God and the immanence of God, what I wonder is if for some of us, we need to focus more on that immanence right now. That we need to remember that God is present with us, not distant and removed, and yet also remember that Jesus doesn't promise that circumstances will change, but what he does promise is his presence. He always promises to walk beside us. And so this morning, or this evening, or whenever it is you're listening to this, I thought we'd spend some time, again, doing the breath prayer that we learned yesterday, but focusing our energies and our mind on the idea of God's imminence. That surely he is with us to the very end of the age. So I invite you again to maybe slow down, to again take a few deep breaths. For the next few minutes, I just want to lead us in a breath prayer. So take a few deep breaths in your nose and out your mouth. As you consider your day, maybe as you consider yesterday, allow the moments where God seemed distant to come to your mind. Maybe that manifests in fear. Maybe it manifests in anxiety, worry. Whatever it is, just allow those moments to come to the surface. And I want to invite you to hold those before God. Not to disregard them, but to hold them before God. And as you do, I just want to invite you again into a breath prayer. And remember, the breath prayer is simply we breathe in and we say a name of Jesus or of God, and then we breathe out a simple prayer. So I think maybe something for today would just be something like this. As you breathe in, say, "Jesus, you are with me always. Jesus, you are with me always." Spend a little more time just following the cadence of your breath and just repeating that prayer to help still your mind and to still your heart. Jesus, you are with me always. Jesus, you are with me always. Let's take a few more final breaths. Maybe just repeat one more time. Jesus, you are with me always. Amen, church.
Well, thanks for joining us in common prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. And be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.